This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the USDA has announced more funding to construct more clean energy options for rural America. The agency says it's offering $145 million in funding for 700 loan and grant awards through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. They say it's to, quote, help ag producers and rural small businesses to make energy efficiency improvements and renewable energy investments to reduce energy costs, generate new income, and strengthen the resiliency of their operation. We'll talk about what options are covered and even delve into one of them right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The REAP program from the USDA covers technologies for rural America such as wind, renewable biomass, ocean, geothermal, green, hydrogen, solar, and hydropower. Now you may be wondering, how do you pull off hydropower in a farm? And that's a good question. While wind generators and solar farms are commonplace around the state, the idea of building a dam may not be something you've been thinking about. Elise DeGeorge is with the National Energy Laboratory and talks about work being done to build more river-based dam systems.
To name a few more common expressions of hydropower, we have conventional hydropower, which are those large dams throughout the country. There's also run-of-river hydropower projects that essentially take water from upstream and funnel it to downstream locations and without extensive damming of the river. There's also in-conduit hydropower, where you can capture the energy of water that are in pipes and canals. Another very common form of hydropower is pumped storage hydropower, which is essentially a big water battery that allows you to pump up water to an upper reservoir and release it when needed down to a lower reservoir. We believe that there's a lot of opportunities in the agricultural environment with smaller hydropower, such as the run-of-river option and also the in-conduit option that I mentioned.
Hydropower is what they're referring to as placed-based clean energy.
You'll need to have adequate head, which is essentially a way for potential energy to be converted into kinetic energy due to a change in elevation. And then you also need to have a sustainable flow rate as well. So really, you're looking for locations that fit the sweet spot. There are two different types of hydropower that could be used in an agricultural environment, and those two are hydroelectric, and there's also hydromechanical. So hydroelectric is when you are harnessing that energy in the water, and then you're taking it to an electrical grid. It could be a microgrid, a localized grid, or the broader grid that services larger areas. There's also hydromechanical, where you're not necessarily taking that energy and using it to feed into an electrical grid, but rather using it to power your sprinkler system on site.
Now, the application process for hydropower is a little different than what you'd expect with other forms of clean energy on your farm.
You'll need to be able to prove that you have a resource that is sustainable. So really sharing site conditions, geological conditions, the flow rates at different times of year, and even proving that that's a resource that will be available consistently in years to come.
We have more comments available at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.